Patient name, Rodrigo Calderon, R-O-D-R-I-G-O-C-A-L-D-E-R-O-N. Date of birth, 2/5/1957. Date of procedure, March 18, 2024. Physician performing, Babu Mohan Kama, MD. Referring, Dr. Mildred Vasquez Garcia, M-I-L-D-R-E-D-V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z-G-A-R-C-I-A. Indication, dyspepsia, colorectal cancer screening. Indication, abnormal weight loss, diarrhea, colorectal cancer screening. Procedure performed, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy, colonoscopy with biopsy and polypectomy. Description of procedure, please add the standard description for double procedure. Findings, upper endoscopy, Z-line 35 centimeters, regular, esophagus normal, stomach normal, biopsy is taken for Helicobacter pylori, duodenum normal, biopsy is taken for celiac disease. Colonoscopy exam, withdrawal time 19 minutes, Boston bowel preparation score 3 for ascending colon, 3 for transcolon, 3 for descending colon. TI intubated for 2 centimeters, normal. Hepatic flexure polyp, 2 centimeters, sessile, removed by piecemeal. This polyp was very difficult to visualize on the direct view. This was visualized on retroflexed view in the ascending colon. Diverticulosis, small and medium sized, noted in the ascending colon and sigmoid colon, multiple. Hemorrhoids, medium sized, external, non-bleeding, noted on retroflexed view. Right and left colon biopsies taken for microscopic colitis. Impression, normal upper endoscopy, hepatic flexure polyp, diverticulosis, medium sized hemorrhoids. Plan, follow up in the office to discuss biopsy results. Continue present medications. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months due to piecemeal removal of 2 cm hepatic flexure polyp. Please note, this polyp site was very difficult to visualize on the direct view. This was only visualized on retroflexed view in the ascending colon. End of dictation.